Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And button up, bring it back his fast fingers. He's with Dire Straits. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Nick Rossman. He's Global Threat Intelligence Lead at IBM Security X-Force, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. Nick, thanks again for being here. We're talking about this X-Force Threat Intelligence Index that you guys are publishing, have just published. To help people understand where the threats are, and we talked earlier about the impact of on the pandemic issues, the vaccines, and the different ways of PPP, and the different ways that they were using that. What are some of the other examples?
Well, one of the other things we track, Jim, are spoofing. So spoofing is when an attacker might change, you know, an email, change a website, you know, take yours, like smallbusinessadvocate.com. They might change the E to a 3, right? So they're changing that URL. So we track spoofing pretty broadly. And what we typically see, right, is that attackers, they're going after the digital toolkit that we use during the pandemic. Websites like Microsoft, Dropbox, yeah. Google, Amazon, right? These are sites we go to all the time. They're shop for social media messaging. But what was new in 2020 is we saw sites that spoofed a brand, Adidas, and we went, what the heck is going on? Why would attackers spoof Adidas? Now, when we talk about spoofing, there's nothing that the companies are doing wrong, right? There's nothing at fault by any of these companies. It's attackers kind of taking the brand and using it for their advantage. Mm-hmm. And when we looked at Adidas, we went back and thought, man, who was their big business drivers in 2020? Well, they had $1 billion shoe release in revenue. Kanye West dropped his Yeezys earlier.
He became
in the year.
A billionaire in that year.
And that was just the revenue that Adidas got from that shoe. So the attackers, as we went back, they were using Adidas and Yeezy as a way to draw people onto their site. Huh. And they dropped some pretty convincing sites that looked like they were trying to hawk sneakers, right? The sneakerhead market, really interesting. It's got, you know, a big secondary market on top of it. Yeah. As shoe supplies are generally kept low as a luxury brand. So there's a lot of reselling activity going on. Well, it's a great spot for attackers to get into because you get sneakerheads. They're, you know, people interested in these shoes. They're just relentlessly looking for a deal.
They're clicking on everything. And they're probably not that cybersecurity aware. And they're just clicking on everything because they don't realize, especially in the early days, they got no idea they're in trouble. And the truth is they may have been compromised months ago and they still may not know they are.
Yeah, and it's so interesting of a market to go into, right, for cyber criminals because people are so interested in it, like you said, right? And you're going to be, you got your guard down, right, when you're trying to get something that you really want. So, and these websites are pretty convincing, too. So,
what about ransomware? I know you guys covered ransomware as well. We've talked about that a lot on the show here. Our other cybersecurity experts have said, you know, the best way to stop ransomware is just don't pay them.
I do agree with that. And one of the things, Jim, we see for every small business owner listening to you, ransomware hits every geography, every industry, mm-hmm. companies of any size. Ransomware attackers are relentlessly trying to get after networks where they can. And it was about 25% of the incidents that we responded to last year involved ransomware. I mean, business is booming for the bad guys in this sector.
Yep.
And it's partly getting fueled by companies that are getting the squeeze to pay, right? Because they're not ready to respond in any way to these incidents.
And usually for a small business, the amount's $1,200, $1,500, something like that. But the problem is in the early days, Nick, in the early days, there was some kind of an honor system that the ransomware guys were presumed to be honorable. Okay, I've got you. Give me the money, and I'll let you have your stuff back. And it was presumed that they actually would do that. More recently, I've been hearing that you can't trust that. You can't count on them. I mean, you know, criminals will be criminals, right?
There's a true part of that, right? I think, like, as you know, we looked at it, the big brands in ransomware, they're trying to maintain their trustworthiness that they will give the key because they want to get paid.
Right.
So, but that said, there's all these markets out there that are running ransomware as a service, Jim. So they'll stand up a site on the dark web and they'll say, hey, you pay us a flat fee, all right, and we'll give it, you know, for a 20% commission of the revenue you generate, we'll let you use our platform, right? And you bring your own phishing email.
Wow.
Or you bring your own compromises on how you.
So it's off-the-shelf software. Off-the-shelf software, like Windows, like a Windows developer or something.
Exactly. It's like software as a service,
crazy.
Right? Like, just like you have today, Microsoft Office 365 is available as a subscription. Same thing. So these guys are offering this subscription-based service, essentially, to be able to conduct
And this, folks, this is ridiculous. And you know what? There's a UN, there's a division of the UN that's pushing to make this kind of business part of the GDP of the countries where these things are originating. They're actually calling it legitimate business. This is from the UN. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I'm gonna get Nick to wander off a little bit and talk about some of the big stories that are out there and see what he thinks. Like that solar wind story. I wonder what he thinks about that. 20, no, Tintail. Right back with Nick Rossman. He's with IBM Security X-Force.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.